Hello there, little human. What are you doing so deep in these woods? Oh, hey, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. It's okay, I promise. Look, no sharp teeth, no claws, no venom. I'm a totally harmless moth girl. Just calm down and take my hand. Here, let me help you up. Did you hurt yourself when you stumbled over? Oh, good. The snow must have broken your fall. Oh, goodness. Look at your ragged clothes. You must be freezing out here. Please, come inside. I insist. Well then, now that things are settled a bit, will you please tell me what you're doing so deep in this forest during a snowstorm? Oh? You were foraging for food to bring back to your village? I could have sworn that town was much further away from my home. Lost? Well, no wonder you look so cold. You must have spent hours wandering in those frigid winds. You don't have frostbite anywhere, do you? Here, come closer to the fireplace, and you can warm yourself with this blanket. You should probably get rid of those wet rags. They're soaked through, and are only going to prevent you from warming up. What's the matter? I don't see anything wrong with removing your wet clothes to get warm. Fine. I'll go over here and turn around. Although I still don't really understand the problem with seeing you nude. I swear, I'll never understand human culture. I'm certainly fine being completely naked. Did you wrap yourself in that blanket yet? Okay, I'm coming back in now. There we go. Feeling warm and cozy yet? Thank you. I'm glad you like how soft the blanket is. I made it myself, you know. Yeah, it gets kind of lonely out here sometimes, so I started sewing to pass the time. Plus, my silk is super soft, so it only made sense to put it to good use. Oh dear, your body is still shivering from the cold. Is there something else I can do to help you warm up, sweet boy? I'm not exactly sure what a hot cocoa is. Any other ideas? I don't know what that is either. Oh, I know! Why don't I come share my body heat with you under that blanket? I know I might look like an Arctic moth, but I'm warm-blooded, same as you. What's the matter, dear? I'm sure that blanket can cover us both if you just sit on my lap. Here, I'll sit down next to you and lift you up with my four arms and place you on my soft, squishy thighs. There we go. It's much better like this, isn't it? Your lower half might be covered by the blanket. But if you want me to warm up your upper half, I'll need to wrap all my arms around your torso. That way, I can hold you close to my chest. Does that sound okay, dear? Would you like that? All right then, sweet boy. Let me bring you in close. I can feel your heart racing. Is something wrong, little human? Aww, look at your adorable little face getting all flustered. What's the matter, sweet boy? Are you finally getting warm? Or is the feeling of my four soft hands exploring your bare chest giving you some naughty thoughts? I think I can feel a certain part of you getting excited. But I won't do anything you're not comfortable with. So, if you tell me to stop moving my hands lower, I will. Nothing to say? Then I'll take this aching manhood as your response. Just nod if you want me to start using my hands to make you feel good. Good boy. I promise to be gentle with you. The great thing about having four arms is that I can hug you tightly with these two arms while I gently cup your balls with this hand and start slowly wrapping this hand around the base of your cock. How's that feel, dear? Do you like the feeling of my soft hand slowly gripping and pumping? And down, up and down. Oh, your hard shaft. Would you like some more gentle kisses on your neck, sweetie? Good boy. That's what I like to hear. Do you like feeling my fluffy antenna softly caressing your face. Well, thank you, sweet boy. I'm glad you feel good. Are you ready for me to speed up a bit? Yeah? You're squirming so much, dear. And those moans are so delicious. Just yet. There's still more fun I want to try with you. I'm going to speed up a bit more before I stop. But I don't want you to come yet. Just take a few deep breaths. That's it. Oh, good boy. You're being such a good boy for me. I can feel your pre-cum starting to leak out. You must be on the very edge of coming. I'm going to stop right here, sweet boy. Do you think you've warmed up enough for us to get rid of the blanket? Well, you certainly feel very hot. And your face is redder than a ladybug. Here, let me lift you off my lap. Oh, looks like someone left a bit of a messy wet stain on Mummy's blanket. Did I just call myself that out loud? I'm sorry, little human. You've just been so adorably obedient. I couldn't help myself. Oh, you like that name, do you? You like it when Mommy points out how much smaller you are? You like it when Mommy has to bend over just to be at eye level with you? Her full, heavy breasts hanging right in front of your face? Oh, take my hand, baby boy. My bedroom is right over there. Oh, don't worry about the blanket. I've made dozens more. Here we are, little one. Did Mummy say you could climb into the bed? That's right. I still want to toy with you some more, dear. So do what Mummy says, or else you won't get to come, okay? Now get down from there and stand on this footstool. There we go. Now you're almost at my eye level. Do you like my eyes, little human? Dark as night, yet warm and inviting. Feel this hand gently caress your face. This hand run through your hair. This hand holding your back. And this hand grabbing your cute little butt. No, don't go soft on me just yet, baby boy. Nice and hard again. Do you like Mummy's thick, soft thighs? I bet you want to take that adorable cock of yours and slide it between them. Don't you, sweet boy? That's what I thought. The pre-cum on your cock and the juices running down my thigh should make it sufficiently lubricated down there. Look at me, baby boy. Look deep into Mummy's big eyes as she... guides your aching cock between these big, warm thighs. That's it. Good boy. Soaking wet curves envelop your most sensitive area. Good boy. Whimper for Mommy. Yes, just like that. I'm going to speed up now, okay? Gods. I can feel you rubbing up against my clit. I love. Oh, feeling you twitch between me. Oh, feel me squeeze you tight between my legs. As I hold you close in my arms. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck my thighs just like that. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Yeah. Oh, such a good boy for mommy. Yes. You're getting close again, aren't you? Yeah? You want to come? Oh, do you want mommy to make you come? Then I'm just going to push you onto my bed. And straddle this beautiful cock. Unfortunately, our physiology is too different for you to be able to penetrate me without it being painful. That doesn't mean I can't pin you under my weight. Just like this. And start. Rubbing my pussy up and down. Oh, the underside of your shaft. Just like this. Fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Yes. I have to go faster. Gods. I can feel the hair of your cock against my clit. Do you like that, baby boy, huh? Do you like mommy's hot, wet lips grinding hard on your cock? Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Grab my tits. Grab my tits. Play with mommy's soft tits. Yes. Feel them bounce and sway as I rub myself on you. I'm getting close. I'm gonna come soon, little human. You're breathing so fast. Do you want to come? Tell me. Tell mommy how badly you want to come. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Such a good fucking boy for mommy. Oh gods, I'm gonna come. Come with me, baby boy. Yes. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming, good boy. Ah. Sweet boy. Oh, you made mommy come so hard. Looks like you enjoyed yourself too. Judging by all the cum covering your belly and chest. See? All the build-up was worth it, right? Here. Let mummy clean you up. I love your delicious nectar, little human. You must be so tired. Come here. Snuggle up next to mommy. Let me wrap you tight in my arms and cover us both with my soft wings. You look like you could doze off at any moment. Go ahead, sweet boy. Get some rest. Mommy will still be here when you wake up, holding you close, stroking your hair and your face. Mommy will sew you some nice warm clothes in the morning so you can get home safe. But, you know, if the blizzard isn't gone by next morning, you can stay with me a little longer, you know? If you'd like. Wonderful. And if you're ever in need of some more warming up, you know where to find me. Good night, little human. Sweet dreams.